this time, agenda item number three. What you do? I'm trying.
You need to loosen your pants or something.
Did you wear a tight pair of jockeys this morning or what?
You don't hear it, sounds to me. Discussion of possible action on authorization to rebalance investments by David Thompson, Chief Financial Officer.
Just to let you know a little bit, one of the main reasons we're having the meeting is we have Credit Suisse.
Right.
That redeemed at $892,000, which kind of surprised us. So that's all the amounts, the funds to get out of balance. So
I'm sorry, David, I couldn't hear you.
No, I don't know when it was, back in December, Credit Suisse redeemed for $892,000, and we got the cash back in. And that was the reason for doing the rebalancing on this point.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know if you have any more information.
That's exactly what happened, and it came as a shock to everybody. We need to redeploy those assets, and would like to rebalance it back into the target for the MLP infrastructure area. And to diversify against the current holding that's in there, which is MLPI, it's being recommended that we put the additional assets primarily into EMLP, which is a MLP ETF, that's actively managed. It combines both MLPs and the capital, or if you will, the capital partners of those MLPs into the mix of investments, and would add a significant amount of diversification to that space.
Question.
Yes.
So one of the MLPs we invested in paid us off early.
Yes.
At a significantly lower price than what we invested in. Correct.
Yes.
That's unfortunate.
Yes, it is. And the other unfortunate thing is that, you know, our meeting dates, and in order to be able to invest in something different, were just about boom from the time after we would have met in November to now. So that we were, you know, basically unable to redeploy those assets in the MLP space, which has had a good run since that time.
Cash and cash, that's it.
Yes.
So let us beware for the next investment.
Yes.
For early payout.
Well, that's absolutely correct. And the other
that money's gone. Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing I think that we should consider is putting in some sort of language to allow the chief financial officer, with recommendation of consultant, to rebalance in those time frames into investments that have already been approved by the board.
Maybe that's something we can add in the next meeting instead of put a resolution for that.
Was there anything we could have done about that, really?
No.
There's no lockout,
not
or no cap, or
no.
Just part of the risk of it. So why do you think they paid us off? Just because of the cost to restructure?
Well,
it was
two things, but I'm just speculating on this.
Shouldn't there be a good reason why they paid us off?
Oh, yeah. And I think that part of it was the change in, since this was a bank, the change in the banking laws and what they could put into their capital structure and whatever. This was one of those areas that didn't count for them, and they said, well, that's one of them. We're just going to go ahead and trim that one. And it was probably one that was fairly small to them, so they just
they lost money and it freaked them out.
Do we have exposure to any other vehicles to that happening to us?
That could possibly happen with MLPI. I mean, there's a possibility, but I don't think it's a probability.
You know, really, that's one of the risks I would say in the MLPs is that when you get a dramatic movement, you are at risk in the worst bucket, because it's cheaper for them to deal with it when the prices are down and they're in a slump.
Right.
That's just part of the risk. And, I mean, it could have been one of the, could have been operationally. I mean, there's been a lot of problems in the oil and gas sector, except for the Permian Basin. And there's been other activity, but many of the other areas have really struggled with some of them. And I guess it's a good, it's an interesting,
I think the risk here was more of a capital structure risk from the standpoint of the bank that issued that note. Because the note itself was to pay off for the return of the underlying index. And obviously they're out, you know, trying to match off or invest in things, and they say, well, you know, effectively, since this is not in our capital structure, we got to, you know, we may as well just get rid of it.
Yeah, so our overall yield, when you look at MLPs, I'm having a hard time with 25% when we just ate that.
25%.
Isn't that what it says, first quarter? So we got paid off early. What was our overall yield on that?
How much money did we lose?
Well, it was $1 million investment, and we only got $800,000 back. Right?
Well, you got that back. You got that back on the principal side.
Over
the time before, we had been getting income on it.
What's our overall yield?
The overall yield on at from beginning to end right now is slightly positive at whatever 0.6 that you saw.
Okay.
The other part of it is that since that time, I think the first half of or the first 2 months of this year. The MLPs that we do have exposure to are up like a 0.5%.
So we paid.
I mean, not a half, but up like 5%.
It was a bad investment as far as yield, because they paid us off early.
That's true.
If we could have recovered that, which we would have probably recovered over time, because of their good returns, it probably would have worked out okay.
Right.
But
I think
pay us off,
I think the space is going to work out okay as we move forward.
Yeah. What you're going to do, though, what you're suggesting is to take the Credit Suisse and put it in the Alerian? Is that true?
Put an EMLP to reinvent or to, well, you've got the, put $1 million in the First Trust North American Energy Infrastructure Fund, which is EMLP,
right.
With the $500,000 proceeds from the partial sale of Cohen and Steers Realty shares. And this is to rebalance because we're overweighted in realty right now and need to pull that down, take some gains off the table, if you will.
But Cohen and Steers is down a bunch, too.
Your time.
We're going to be buying high and selling low, aren't we?
Good time to buy, it sounds like.
Do what?
Isn't this a good time to buy if it's low?
Well, no. part of asset allocation is to maintain fairly close to your targets. Otherwise, what happens is if you don't rebalance, the market will rebalance for you.
I'm more interested in making money than I am meeting targets, though.
Well, that's exactly why discipline to maintaining targets, the disciplined approach,
so you're guaranteeing
causes you to
like
sell high. No, it causes you to sell high because something has run up.
Right.
And to buy low because something is undervalued from the standpoint of your targets over time.
If we know what we're buying.
And if there's something undervalued.
Right, and I'm saying,
and I didn't think we'd get beat up.
Quite frankly, I think that the energy infrastructure face is undervalued right now.
Gotcha.
And we need to and should put some money back to work in that space.
Okay.
First Trust all time high has been 28, and we're buying in at 25.
It's about 25 now, I believe.
It was yesterday. I looked at it.
I can tell you a little bit. If this is this the First Trust MLP? Did you say what's
yeah,
First Trust?
First Trust
Energy, North American First. Infrastructure.
Okay, but we better be really careful about where that infrastructure MLP is operating, because I've studied the industry. I'm not an expert on it, but I do follow it, and it can be it could vary dramatically.
This is a portfolio of a significant number of MLPs.
Okay, that's right, because we're buying once removed, right? We're buying a group of MLPs.
You're buying a group of MLPs and some of their general partners, especially those, I would think, that took MLPs off the table.
Well, now, that's what we owned that got paid off early? A group of MLPs.
A group, yeah.
So you've got problems with people we're paying fees to manage it, and then when it gets the right number, they pay us off. It's just kind of stinky, isn't it?
This is a well, never mind. This is a different structure than the other.
Than the other, okay.
But it's still something that could pay off her.
Not this one.
Not this one.
Without they could if they were to get out of it, you would actually have ownership in the underlying portfolio.
You take the assets in kind.
You take the assets.
That's when you have real problems. You don't want to run pipeline.
No, you don't.
Any other questions, Warren? Any other questions?
I agree with you, Richard.
I mean, I hear what you're saying. I understand.
Other than our cost, what fees are involved? Other than the fees, is there a concession to y'all? I mean, where does it come from?
Where
do these MLPs, when you invest them, do they pay and company a fee?
No. None. Zero.
Okay. I did.
Yeah. No, we're paid only by institutional clients such as yourselves. And we said putting client independence first is very important to us. The owners will show you their tax statements to prove that there's no third party commissions or anything like that. Now, if we were receiving that, then we wouldn't be able to. We'd be conflicted.
Yep.
Okay. You ready for the resolution?
All right. Be resolved, the Brazos River Authority Retirement Committee hereby accepts the recommendation to sell 500,000 of Cullen Steers Realtor Shares Funds, CSRSX, and be it further resolved, the Brazos River Authority Retirement Committee hereby accepts the recommendation to purchase 1 million of the First Trust North America Energy Infrastructure Fund, EMLP, 500,000 proceeds from the partial sales of the Cohen Steers Realtor Share Fund, CSRSX, and 500 from the cash balance account.
You've heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Second.
Second. Please poll the committee.
Chairman Tallis?
Yes.
Director Zaccadino?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Mr. Collinsworth?
Yes.
Mr. Forte?
Yes.
Mr. Wheelis?
Yes.